Non-human intelligence, whistleblower says Pentagon has recovered intact UFOs. By Alam Bokhari on June 5, 2023. A veteran of the U.S. intelligence community who specialized in tracking UFOs has turned whistleblower, telling Congress and the intelligence community inspector general that the Department of Defense has in its possession intact and partially intact non-human craft. The whistleblower, David Charles Grush, a former combat veteran in Afghanistan, served with the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency, NGA, and the National Reconnaissance Office, NRO. He was the NRO's representative to the U.S. government's Unidentified Aerial Phenomena Task Force from 2019 to 2021 and was the NGA's co-lead for WAP analysis from late 2021 to July 2022. "We are not talking about prosaic origins or identities," Grush told online news site The Debrief. "The material includes intact and partially intact vehicles." Carly Nell, a now-retired Army colonel who worked with Grush at the WAP task force, told The Debrief that he considered him to be beyond reproach and rated his claim that the technologies in question derive from non-human intelligence to be indisputable. His assertion concerning the existence of a terrestrial arms race occurring sub rosa over the past 80 years focused on reverse engineering technologies of unknown origin is fundamentally correct, as is the indisputable realization that at least some of these technologies of unknown origin derive from non-human intelligence. The Debrief also spoke with Christopher Mellon, former Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Intelligence in the Clinton and George W. Bush administrations, who said current and former officials have reached out to him about the same topic. Via The Debrief, "A number of well-placed current and former officials have shared detailed information with me regarding this alleged program, including insights into the history, governing documents and the location where a craft was allegedly abandoned and recovered," Mellon said. "However, it is a delicate matter getting this potentially explosive information into the right hands for validation. This is made harder by the fact that, rightly or wrongly, a number of potential sources do not trust the leadership of the All Domain Anomaly Resolution Office established by Congress." The whistleblower comments are the latest in a flurry of statements alleging contact with non-human intelligence. As Breitbart News recently reported, Dr. Gary Nolan, a professor at Stanford University's medical school who worked with the CIA to analyze U.S. personnel who developed medical issues after alleged contact with UFOs, has stated that extraterrestrial life not only exists, but lives among us. Alam Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News. He is the author of #deleted, Big Tech's Battle to Erase the Trump Movement and Steal the Election.